Marconi.
Is it one of those things where you have to spread them and show them Old Glory?
Nick. I'm preparing a beautiful smorgasbord and then ruining it.
Tiny.
I was buttering biscuits on a f***ing pontoon boat in the middle of a river, dude.
Marconi, Nick, and Tiny.
Don't only get up right now for some snacks, because we'll be right back.
Back together.
Greetings, podcast compadres. It is I, Bolognese Francine Marconi. I'm just out here grinding to leave a legacy my cats can be proud of. And this gentleman, he sleeps with two jars of Nutella in his bed. In case anyone is looking for a life coach, say hello to Nick Miles.
Mm. Yum, Nutella.
I like the clap.
By the way, why is it Nutella and not Nutella? Because it's hazelnut. I always wonder that. And I know it's probably gone over before, but why is it Nutella?
Because in German, nuts are new.
Oh.
Nutella is Nutella.
And we're less than a minute into recording the podcast, and Nick has already got an alert on his phone. Nick, please. It's always happening. News breaking now. Attack squirrels have been released from their cages. We go now to our reporter, Greg Montgomery. Greg, with more. Go ahead.
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Greg, and I have to tell you about some of these squirrels that are fighting. They found a big Nutella, and they're trying to open up. I'm watching three squirrels and one nut. That sounded bad. I'm watching three squirrels trying to open up a peanut, and they're fighting. Back to you, Chelsea.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Greg. And his biggest obstacle to brushing his teeth right now is finding a solid hour when he doesn't plan on eating. It's Tiny.
That's so accurate that it pisses me off. Why do you know my teeth brushing schedule?
He eats through his whole bathroom schedule.
Yeah.
You do?
I'm mad that you know that.
What is eating in the bathroom? What does that consist of? Maybe I don't want to know. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's where I have to draw the line.
we needed to draw that like 27 years ago.
Oh, it's just way late, right?
Yeah, it's way too late for that. So I'll tell you what a bathroom snack consists of. First of all, it's hard to bring in any breads or meats.
Yeah,
because
they're porous.
It gets soggy, and you know, I don't want to half melted.
I was thinking like particles in the air would fuse to the meats and the bread, but it's soggy. Okay, I see. Right.
Yeah, the bacteria. That's what I was. Right. I couldn't commit to a sandwich when I'm going to take a shower, because then it gets all goopy and the condensation gets to it. And then
I see
there's,
what you're saying.
There's like a rainbow sheen on the roast beef when you come out of the shower because it's wet a little bit.
So what do you go for? Some jerky and a bag of nuts? What do you do?
Pretty close, yeah. I'll take some jerky in there.
Jerky and nuts?
Yeah, well, no, he's onto something, because that's... Oh, Nick, I know what you mean.
See, Nick was thinking innuendo, Tiny.
Mm. Yeah, and I was thinking a sensible snack in the shower.
Right, right.
No, jerky, that's a good idea, because you can gnaw on that almost the entire time.
Oh, wait, I'm
that's
so
a good
sorry.
Idea,
I'm
man. I never thought about that.
Sorry. Oh, man. This sounder goes on really. It's breaking news. I'm sorry. There's a tainted meat recall. We go now to our reporter on the street, Tamitha McGorkin, with more. Tamitha?
Oh, hello. This is Tamitha McGorkin. This just in from the FDA. Deli meat is not approved for shower snacks.
Oh, right. I see that you have someone there with you. Do they know anything about the tainted meat recall?
Yeah, Anthony St. George, can you weigh in on the tainted meat recall of 2020?
It's bad.
All right. Wow, that sounds really official. Almost too official. It's scary what you can make sound like news.
Yeah, I almost believe that.
Right, exactly. I'm terribly sorry, Andy. What we're continuing now. You have jerky meat and a bag of nuts in the shower with you. In the shower, well, or like sitting just outside it?
Both.
Do you put them in plastic bags, like Ziploc bags, so they're protected from the moisture and condensation?
No, that's no. I have jerky in there because if it gets wet a little bit, it's just chewier meat, so it's not that big of a deal.
So what we've learned is Andy really does be like that.
Yeah.
You know, at one time we had a radio show, millennials ago, and now we're back together for whatever reason. We're doing a podcast we hope you'll really enjoy.
Is a couple of millennials to 20-year-olds?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that was last weekend.
Yeah.
Nick, I hear you laughing about something. What's going on?
Oh my God, Nick.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Get your together.
Nick.
Get your together.
Nick. So much pain.
Get your together.
Nick.
Get your together.
Oh no.
Nick.
No.
Are you okay?
No.
Oh, no, everything's quivering. I laughed so hard I got the cramps.
Nick, get your together.
Last week, Nick and I did the podcast without Andy, not by choice, but you had a prior engagement. Now, here's how committed to eating Tiny is. Nick had something happen where he decided that now was the time he was going to try to get healthy. And he stopped making food when Andy would come over. And that used to be their weekly ritual. They would slurp on beautiful bowls of pasta and lasagnas. And then that stopped. And he resorted to getting Andy a snack box. And I blamed Nick last week for you not being at the podcast because you chose instead to go to another place to eat on a picnic.
Oh, we really outed you last week's show.
Yeah, I wasn't going to miss out on that.
Just think about it. Nick stopped making food, so like, screw it. You know what? These guys can wait a week. I'm going to go have some free food over here instead.
So, yeah, that's exactly what I thought, man. I'm going to go get me some pick and Nick. Yeah, there was a lot of food there.
And I imagined, I don't know why, but I kept imagining you. You know, I have this vivid imagination of things that Andy is doing for some reason. Once it was with wigs, and then I can picture him Tootsie rolling out of a car when he's tapping the ground to make sure it's still there. You know, this time I just pictured you outside with a big smile and glazed over happy eyes buttering rolls in a park.
What? Dude, I literally did that, but on a pontoon boat. I was buttering biscuits on a f***ing pontoon boat in the middle of a river, dude. I was in the middle of nature, no one around me, and I'm eating KFC and eating honey biscuits on the pontoon boat while everyone else is eating grapes and jumping in the water. I was so serious about my f***ing biscuits. It was so good, dude.
Did they have an everybody menu and an Andy menu?
Well, yeah, I mean, they had healthy stuff, then just conveniently there's a bucket of fried chicken. Like, oh, who's that for?
Was the bucket of fried chicken next to your seat?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, there was like a salad bar, there was like sandwich makings, and then like there was just a random bucket of fried chicken. I'm like, oh, that's where I'm going.
Did anybody else eat any fried chicken?
No.
So you went to a picnic, and then... Yeah. So they had a lot of food there, I'm guessing. Do they have potato salad? Do they have all the things that you have at a picnic? Ribs, all that?
Yeah, all that stuff that like got attacked by wasps. So none of it is, I didn't want any part of it.
So wait a second. That's what will stop you? That's all we have to do to slow you down is like have a wasp come in and attack the food?
Yeah, because I don't like small little things that can hurt me that I can't run from.
Wait, I have a question. What do you have a list of animals that you can't run from?
It's not very big, but yes.
What do you mean it's not very big?
I would think pretty much every animal was on there. The tortoise, the sloth, and a couple others.
By the way, is Nick have 1 foot out the door right now? Is he hiding from you? Where are you?
I can actually hear.
There you are.
I can actually. It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. We just had a breakthrough. What we need to do to get Andy perhaps back on track in his dietary habits is to just get wasps to sting and sit on food, and then he'll leave it alone.
That's so f***ed up.
So, Nick, every time you have something at your house or any kind of food, just say, oh, I'm sorry, wasps have got at that. Or, you know,
yeah. Like... Andy, wasps are eating your food.
You guys are so... Why you guys plotting on me?
I mean, you think about it, though, Andy, mentally, that's what they always say to lose weight or get back on track health-wise. You just have to... It's all in your head, right? You have to get mental about it. And this definitely is mental, like, you know, so you don't even have to see a wasp.
Oh, this is mental for...
You know, maybe Nick could, like, order on Amazon, like, a flock of wasps or something and just have a couple flying outside the window and say, oh, I'm sorry, this smorgasbord I provided today has all been touched by a wasp feet, you know, like, I don't know what to do. And you'll be like,
wasp feet?
Yeah. So let me just get this straight. I'm preparing a beautiful smorgasbord and then ruining it.
Well, no, you're not ruining it. You're pretending to ruin it, but it's in Andy's head. In that mindset, you just have one or two wasps, you know, flying around outside the window. So he goes, oh, it has to be true.
Or I could get him a hat which had a stick that stuck out the front with a string dangling down and a wasp tied to it.
Nick, if you take time to find a wasp and tie a really little rope around it and put it in a f-ing piece of wood so I don't eat, then you need to get your together again. That's a whole lot of effort. I could see you though in your f-ing studio right now trying to hog tie a wasp.
He would definitely
hog tying a wasp.
He would definitely cut a mic cord trying to get it fixed up. You know, like. Nick, after you cut your headphones, by the way, did you just throw the scissors away too?
No, just the headphones.
You threw the headphones away?
Yeah, I was mad.
If you sent them to me, I could have them fixed for you and they'd be good as new.
No, let me see if the garbage has come already.
What? How much did those headphones cost you?
You wore like 30 bucks.
30 bucks?
No, 50 bucks.
They do. They do belong in the garbage. I'm sorry. Never mind. You did the right thing.
They were 50, see?
Oh, my gosh. Man, breaking news. Oh, this is weird. An area man can't open a jar. So we go now to Barry Nutterwink, who's on the street with the latest. Barry?
Hi, everyone. This is Barry Nutterwink coming to you live from Charles's house. He's been at this jar of pickles for 45 minutes. He's used the infamous the back of the knife tap method. And the old take your shirt over the top and try and open it method.
Yeah.
Neither has been successful.
Wow.
We will continue to look for new strategies and tactics to take upon the jar. Jeff, back to you.
Thank you. Wow, it's amazing what can't happen. You know, I mean, and when you think about it too, many people have said this before, but if men stop being able to open jars, we'll be of absolutely no use to women.
Yeah, that's all I know how to bring to a relationship.
I have a feeling though that Nick could open a jar with like two fingers. He's got special kind of strength. It's just, where does it come from, Nick? Do you lift weights in your off hours? What do you do? How do you get this done?
I give a lot of people the middle finger, so it has strength.
Oh, I see. There you go. Well,
Nick has like gorilla strength. It's weird.
He does. Yeah, I know you went to the picnic, and then I never thought I would hear these words, and you texted me, I think on Instagram, you said that you were camping?
Yeah, I roughed it for like a week.
A week?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah, there was a lot going on.
Why? Now, first of all.
I did a lot of pontoon boating, and then I was like, I'm a mountain man now. I'm gonna go camping.
Like a mother who will never believe that her son smoked weed. Who tricked you into this?
My damn sister.
Oh, okay. So you were with family. You're having some fun. Were your nephews there and stuff like that? Your brother, that kind of thing?
No, thankfully he wasn't. But my sister, sister and my nephews were, and it was fun.
That's good. And so now on this, I imagine, because your sister, she, let's be honest, she's a little bit of a caregiver in regards to you. And because she loves you so much, you're her little baby brother, and she loves you and takes care of you like she's your mom, right?
Yeah, she kind of has. It hasn't been outright said, but yeah, she does. She takes care of me like I'm one of her kids.
And so, but on the same regard, you're both adults and you guys hang out and stuff and you love your sister. What I meant to say is that in this, I can only imagine that this camping trip was glorious for you because your sister probably thought of everything.
Oh, she had it all. I ate like a king for 5 days. It was beautiful. I had steak bites. Who wakes up in the morning with steak and egg bites ready
right,
to go?
Right.
It was beautiful. We had French toast. We had ribs.
What?
We had wood-fired pizza. We had, man, I had so many chips. It was one of the, I just ate for 5 days. I just ate and slept. I was like a bear for a week.
You're a bear coming out of hibernation, ready to go back in.
Yeah, no, it was great because I literally, like, when I'm camping, like, I have nothing else to do. So I'm going to eat, and then I'm going to take a nap, and I'm going to pee, and I'm going to poop, and I'm going to eat some more. And it was just that cycle for 5 days.
So basically, camping for you is just eating outside.
I'm also mad that that's very true. Yeah, that's about it. Because I had like the luxurious Taj Mahal tent and I had a nice air mattress. I had two air mattresses just so I could roll around in the size of the tent. It was, yeah, I was not necessarily roughing it.
Now I want to know, as far as an air mattress go, I haven't had a good, Nick knows, I haven't had a very good luck with air mattresses. How do you get comfort out of those?
Well, I had to buy the one that had a sumo guy on it.
They have that?
Yeah. I'll send you the ad.
Where are they?
I Googled. This is what I went. I went to my Amazon marketplace.
Yes.
And I went in the search bar and said, plus size air mattresses. Because I figured if I have plus size underwear and socks and everything, then maybe there's a market in that. I don't know. So I Amazon searched that. And the first picture was this bed with a sumo wrestler on top of it. I was like, sold. That's it. Nothing really else I need to research. There it is. That's the one.
Yeah, what are you going to get better than that? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't care about the reviews. That's all I need to see.
Right. Oh, well, so you recommend this blow-up mattress?
Yeah, I really think it's some dude, like, it's one of one ever made. I don't think it's, like, a popular brand. I think it's just some dude that sewed together a few of them, you know what I mean?
Did he take for a very long to get to your house?
Oh, no, I got it Amazon Primed. I got it there in 2 days man.
So
for free.
So it probably, maybe it's not because, you know, to get in Prime, you have to be, like, a consistent manufacturer or whatever, or seller or whatever you want to call it. So maybe this is a market we didn't even know existed.
I've never in my life until now Googled plus size air mattresses. Maybe I've been in the dark my whole life.
Nick is a very busy man, Andy, as you know. So we always try to accommodate each other's schedules. And I notice that for whatever reason, I must be the loser of the group because I never have anything conflicting when it comes to doing this podcast. Like, it really is kind of both, I don't know, maybe responsible and sad at the same time. Like, I don't even have, like, hey, I can't make it. I have, to clean my feet today. Or, you know, I don't even have an excuse generator to make up for it. But Nick texted me and said he has some kind of an exam, like an on-cam exam, and he was going to need to record early. And so, of course, we're going to accommodate that. What are we going to say? No, Nick, I'm sorry. Your health is not important to us. But, Nick, are you going to be okay? Is everything all right?
Yeah, you know, occasionally you have to have fingers placed somewhere, and now with COVID, they just want to shove the phone up your butt, so that's what I'm going
to
do.
Is it one of those things where you have to spread them and show them Old Glory?
No.
Dude, I am not clocking in for this. I'm not going to spread your butt cheek open for you. I would, but not today.
And we got this far without buttholes.
Because, oh, man. Because at first I thought you were, because when you said it, I thought you were actually going to a doctor's office. And I, you know, because I, to be honest, people have to explain things to me because I've haven't left my house. So I don't know if that's a thing people can do now. And so I thought, well, Nick has to leave at a certain time. So we'll have to record at a certain time and make sure we get him out so he makes his rectal exam on time. And but then you told me it's just a camera one, like an on camera.
So they, interestingly enough, when they scheduled this, it was in the office, and I said, "Well, what? Why do I need to be in the office?" They said, "Well, meet with a doctor," and I was like, "Can I just do that like via one of the Zooms or whatever, Microsoft Teams or something?" And they were like, "Yeah, if you want to." So I was like, "Oh, great!" And I had actually waited like 6 months for this appointment. And so when they gave it to me like last week, I was like, oh yeah, I'm not going to try and change it because it'll be like, yeah, we have an appointment September 7th, 2022.
Yeah, that's the way it kind of goes. And the thing I was wondering is, so do you have to strip down naked, or do you have to look at your tail?
I don't have to. I may. I don't have to.
You're that patient.
Yeah,
you're absolutely that patient. I only need to see the side of your hip, and now I see your.
Yeah, Andy, because you deal with this all the time. This is part of your job to see patients via FaceTime or medical FaceTime. And so, what is the doctor going to do to Nick? Like, do you know? Like, what kind of procedures?
He is. Did you get the USB probe?
Yes.
So you have to plug in a probe, and he has to take your temperature rectally. Yeah. So you have to squat and sit on this white looking thing.
What?
Yeah.
So they send that to your house?
Yeah, they send this, like, it's a USB thermometer. So you get like a little hello kit, like, hey, this is Dr. Butthole. And
I got it here on the desk.
Yeah.
By the way, USB probe sounds like a car. Like, oh man, I got that 2020 USB probe. It's in the driveway. You want to go check it out?
It's got a suction cup on the bottom.
Yeah, Nick's going to feel like he has a car inside of his butt in about an hour.
Wait, is this an OnlyFans thing? Because I'm just like, what the hell's going on?
No, but this is conveniently not getting sent back. reasons.
But okay, hold on. Is this one of those things that you can send back? Because if it enters your buttock, like who would
want... No, there's a biohazard bag, but we're keeping it.
Dishwasher. How do I sterilize it?
In the dishwasher?
Andy already has an instant answer.
Like, yeah. Dude, this is my life.
But wait, can he, because it's a USB probe, does it have, please take a picture of it so we can see it before you use it.
Yeah, you don't want it after.
Yeah, no, I don't want it. So Nick may have to go into this exam while we're recording. And I don't know. And you're going to be just in the next room, right?
Yeah, it's in an hour.
Are you excited?
That's so weird knowing that your butthole's.
Just
it's so weird knowing Nick's butthole is going to be dilated in T-minus 58 minutes. You're going to seriously have an open 3 feet away from me in an hour.
3 feet?
I don't know what I'm going to do knowing that knowledge is going to be happening.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. You never really know when news is going to break, but breaking news now, this is pretty crazy. A herd of wild poodles has escaped from the south side. I don't know what's going on. Let's go to Morton Sandalfeet for more. Morton?
Hi, this is Morton Sandalfeet. And I'm under attack. there's poodle squirts everywhere.
I can't hear them. Are there poodles? I can't. Do you hear?
there's poodle squirts everywhere. I am trying to contact local poodle aficionado Marconi since he knows all about poodles
and they're squirting
and the poodle squirts. I can't do this one.
I hope you're safe. I hope the poodles don't do their business all over you.
There's so many poodle squirts.
That's a horrible way to die when you think about it.
I slipped and fell and broke my neck on a poodle squirt. Martin Sandalhammer is back to you.
Yeah, I think he had a name change. Morton. It was Morton Sandal Feet at the beginning, and then at the end it was Morton Sandal Hammers. This is the part of podcast where, you know, I like to remind Nick that this is the part of the podcast. Two episodes ago, he cut the cord on his headphones because he was trying to sneak and eat a bag of cookies. We don't know why. That he says that he was inspired by you eating, Andy. And it was a chain reaction. He says he had no choice but to eat. And, you know, I don't know if I believe him, but, you know. Oh, wait, look. It's breaking news. Pete Smells Like Feet is on the scene right now with the latest on why Nick actually cut his headphone cord. Pete?
Hi, everyone. My name is Pete Smells Like Feet. And Nick was actually attempting to stab his friend Tiny and realized he doesn't have time in his life for a felony. So he committed to cutting a snack and he cut his headphone wires and proceeded to pee himself laughing.
I understand you got a soundbite from Nick on the subject. What did he have to say?
Insert sound clip.
I'm fat, and when Tiny eats cookies, I had no choice. I was compelled by the munching to go and open my own, and the scissors did the rest.
You've heard it first here on Channel 7. This is Morton Stinkfoot.
It was Pete Smells Like Feet. Yeah.
Stinkfoot. Morton
Stinkfoot. Back to you.
You know, this is, like I said, this is a part of a podcast where we like to talk about housekeeping, and that means, you know, all the things that we're doing online and for you to enjoy. Backtogetherpod.com has all the links to everything, including but not limited to our Spotify playlist, our side podcasts. You can message us there. You can join our Facebook group. You can follow us on Instagram and even TikTok and Twitter and all those places, all at backtogetherpod.com.
You know when you can change when you open a browser, when you click on Google, it can open to whatever page you want. The key is to having it come right to that page. So when you open your browser the first time, that's the first thing that pops up. And then you can see the new episode. You can set that in your settings, the little wheely coggy thing on the right.
I don't know do you know what he just said, Andy?
Something about, it sounded really British. And something with a cockney in it. Did you say cockney?
Cog.
Oh.
Your settings, the cog. Honestly, talking to you two is like talking to a brick wall.
Oh. That's not what I heard. Oh, dear God. More. News breaking now. It looks like an area man won't mow his yard. We go now once again to Tabitha McGorkin.
Hey, oh, hi. My name is Tabitha McGorkin. Hi, I'm Tabitha McGorkin, and there's a guy who won't mow his lawn because he said police and the HOA, and now he's a force to be reckoned with because he's outside on his lawn smoking cigarettes and making bad decisions.
I understand you have a member of his HOA, Stuart Hasselworth, there with you. Maybe you get a comment from Stuart on the situation.
Mr. Area Man has been a problem for us for over 50 years, and things have finally come to a head. It's mow your lawn or take the to come to your house and burn your down.
Tabitha, I have to wonder, did you interview that man, Stuart Hasselworth, from his toilet? Where was that sound coming from?
Yes, he only agreed to be on the network news station if he couldn't be inconvenienced. And I literally held a microphone while he was farting out of his butt.
Wow. So anyway, backtogetherpod.com is where you go for all things our podcast. I've got like a giant high ass.
What a visual.
Is it one of those things where you have to spread them and show them Old Glory?
But also on the other hand, I'm now going to be the butthole guy.
Snakes and tongues and women wearing bits of string.
Get up right now for some snacks because we'll be right back.
If you haven't figured out the internet by now, get out.
Yeah, backtogetherpod.com. That one.
You know the internet is my nemesis.
25 hours of original content.
Backtogetherpod.com.
The fact that none of the episodes have made me go to therapy. That's my favorite part.
I really enjoy the fact that sometimes even we don't know what we're talking about.
Find previous episodes and more at backtogetherpod.com.
There's no need to bring your brain here. I was thinking about this, Andy, because I do think about you quite often, and I was wondering, do you have a jacuzzi tub at your house? With that, I mean like a side entrance teacup ride like at the Disney parks where you open it up.
Swear to God, if you don't come to my house and take out all the cameras. How did you know that?
I do.
My sister has one of those, has those teacup rides.
So you get in it, like you open the door and then you close it and then you latch it closed and then you fill it up like to your nipples. And then, you know, your scrub-a-dub-dub bubble bath time situation.
It's beautiful. It's almost backfired, though, because I only have to put in like a couple inches of water for it to be filled. But if I go in there before water, like if I go in there and latch up and then just kind of lay down and let the water fill, I'll rise to the top like fat on milk. You know what I mean?
Like you're in the Dead Sea full of salt. Yeah. So, see, right,
exactly. And I like to use bath bombs because the bath bombs, if you do it the way that I just described, you might luck out and have the bath bomb fizzle in your taint area. So I've had that, and my sister's walked in while I have my legs up, letting the bath bomb do its thing, and they have rainbow colors, so I have like a dark blue taint and my legs in the air with the visual of like this bubbling muck right around where my balls would be. And it was a fucked up situation for everybody.
Where your balls would be?
Hey, if my legs are in the air and the bath bombs where they would be, I guess that's right. My balls are gone.
My balls would be.
I spend a lot of time on my back.
We wrap things up every week, and I like to ask, you know, various queries just because I want to hear, you know, take your temperature. Whether it's rectally or orally, but I like to think your brain temperature, like what are you looking forward to in the upcoming week?
You know, I'm glad you asked because I've felt like a king this last week. I mean, I buttered rolls and had my own bucket of chicken on a pontoon boat. I went camping for a week and just ate buttered food all week and fought a bear. So I've been living high on the horse. So what I'm looking forward to, sex.
Oh yeah, well, of course.
It's been like a week, so I'm hurting right now. When I was camping, some of the trees look super thick, man, and they have sap coming out of them. So.
wait, hold on a second. A man goes camping, fights a bear, and sees a thick tree and thinks of sex. We go now to Dick St. George, who's out in the field talking to a young Andy. Dick?
Yes, hi. I am here with a young, what's your name? A young Andy. He is looking forward to getting back in the saddle, so to say. What do you got to say, sport? Well, I usually be having sex a lot, and this whole week I haven't been. And there's a tree over, see that one over to the left? It's super thick. And it's got sap just coming out of it, like it's taunting me, like it's ready to go. You know what I mean? No, I don't. But we have a young man here who's willing to penetrate a tree, Chet. Back to you.
Wow. That's an exclusive. There, my <remember. laughs> So you're looking forward to having sex, and you know,
with a real person.
Wow. Okay. Right. Right. And Oh wait. Oh my God. Oh dear, sweet Lord. I thought we were done, but I'm terribly sorry. There, a woman has survived quarantine by eating her own hair, and I think Barry Nutterwink has the story. Barry?
Hello, this is Barry Nutterwink coming to you live from Margaret's house. Ma'am, Margaret, it's nice to meet you. I'm Mr. Winklebach. Would you care to tell me your method on this? I think she's currently trying to cough up a hairball. I think she said, I would have just rather died. This is some bull. My daughter ain't and my granddaughter ain't. They both be hoes and sat here and let me do this dumb ass. I'd rather be dead. Oh. I could die right now for some Velveeta cheese and lemonade. John in the studio, is there any way we can get a hold of the local Meals on Wheels and get this lady some liquid cheese and lemonade? She's been eating her hair.
Yeah, I think we should try. I mean, she sounds like she's full of life, so whatever she's doing has worked. I don't know. Sounds kind of strange.
Please send help before I murder my entire family. They got me twisted and f***ed up.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Chet, I feel like we need to get this woman some lemonade before a felony happens.
Wow, I didn't expect any of that. Wow, that woman, whew, I'm glad I'm not there. Anyway, we're done. Tiny, we're done. And Nick is still in the next room while we wrap things up. Squatting, possibly. Maybe he's wrapping things up himself. Either way, we'll find out soon what happened with Nick's medical, what is it, an exam? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, I mean, after this long, it's more of a, I don't know, like a preference. Like, he doesn't need to, he has the temperature and the test done. I don't know why he's still sitting on it.
He's still in there sitting on it.
Yeah.
Like, we should have told him to text us when he's done sitting on things.
Send us a text message from the Bluetooth from the USB thing.
Yeah, yes, please. Well, I do have one more thing to say before we go. Remember, you don't have to go anywhere to cry in your car.
Oh.
Marconi, Nick, and Tiny. Back together.
Find full episodes everywhere you get your podcasts
at backtogetherpod.com.